We'll do roll call. Anchorage office, start us in.
Lockley Clark, operations manager, state of Alaska.
Dan Nelson, operations management office.
John Rockwell.
Fred Miller, Motorola customer service manager.
Michael Fletcher with Rescue 42.
Travis Conant, system manager.
Nick Vanstock, system technician.
Bruce Hellinga, Articon.
Andrea Gilbert, local manager.
And that's it here at Tudor, Sherry.
Okay, I did not catch Andrea's last name.
Gilbert.
Gilbert?
Did you catch Andrea Gilbert? Yes.
Okay. And you are with who? I'm sorry, Andrea.
Articon. Sorry about that.
Articon. Okay. Who joined on the phone, please?
Hi, Sherry. It's Tim Thomas, ICOM America.
Thank you, Tim. Who else, please?
Erin Calwara, Juno.
Thank you, Erin.
Pete Lenark, Soldatna.
Thank you. Okay, on the phone, myself, Sherry Schaefer, Deputy Chief Keith Berrien, Fire Marshal Kyle Green, Mr. Nate Skinner, Mr. David Brown, Mr. Pete Rogel, Mr. David Reed, Mr. Henry Cole, Ms. Tammy Gogia Cockrell, Mr. Sam Young, Mr. Chris Martin, Mr. Scott Nelson, Mr. Tim Thomas, Ms. Erin Calwara, Chief Pete Milnarik. Is there anybody else on the phone whose name I have not called? Okay, President Anchorage, I show Mr. John Rockwell, Mr. Dan Nelson, Mr. Buckley Clark, Mr. Travis Conant, Mr. Fred Miller, Mr. Michael Fletcher, Mr. Nick Fonstock, Mr. Bruce Hellinga, Ms. Andrea Gilbert. Anybody else present Anchorage whose name I have not called?
No, ma'am.
Okay, that concludes the roll call.
Sherry, thank you so very much for roll call. And at this point, do we have any guests or new members that we need to announce? Hearing none, hopefully everybody had a chance to review the November meeting minutes. At this time, I would welcome a motion to approve the November meeting minutes.
This is Henry Cole. I move to approve the minutes.
Thank you, sir. And may I get a second?
This is Scott Nelson, a second.
Thank you very much, Scott. Again, I open the floor for any updates, changes, or questions regarding the meeting minutes. Hearing none, meeting minutes approved. Moving on to the next agenda item, the review of the issues and the risk log. We only have one issue that is outstanding that I noticed, that Chief Ciccarella is resigning from his position as a primary UC for municipalities, and Ms. Tammy Gogia Cockrell has been nominated to replace Chief Ciccarella. Sherry, at this time, where are we on the nomination process? Do we need to nominate now, or is that later on?
This will go forward to the Executive Council and as a motion for their approval. We can do that via email if you so wish.
Thank you so very much. And we will definitely welcome Ms. Tammy Gogia Cockrell. Moving on to the next item is any of the action item list, and I do not see any new action items at this time. So I turn the meeting over to the Operations Management Office, or OMO Office, overview. Mr. Nelson.
Thank you very much. So I had a brief report this month. So For the month of November, the operations management office, we were fairly busy. We were able to deliver some training. So I wanted to mention our live training for this quarter was actually targeted to our 911 dispatch operators, and we did that on November 18th. We had 15 folks on the Teams meeting and have published that to our website. And I know we did get a couple follow-ups of the course with dispatchers doing 24/7 operations. Hopefully some of those folks will be watching that video on night shifts and things like that. So I'll just let folks know that there is a link on that presentation, on that video that I mentioned, that's a training evaluation. Dispatchers that watch that after the fact are certainly free to fill out that training evaluation. It really does help the OMO staff to plan trainings and plan things that are useful for the members. So certainly appreciate that. I'll talk just a little bit. I'm still working through the coverage and flight prioritization survey. Folks may remember from the last few meetings that that survey closed here a few weeks ago. And that's where we ask our members to note areas that maybe need coverage issues or have site issues, and really working now and tying that to some of the previous reports or things and making sure that data is good. It is a little bit time consuming to go through that, so we are still working on that. As a first glance through, I don't see any areas that we weren't real aware of, but still working through some of that. We have quite a few document reviews for our policy and procedures to the AMR system through the month. So that includes some of the things. I'll give a few: the emergency button activation, system recovery and system incident response policy, as well as the site book, help desk policy, and the subscriber acceptance testing process. Those all have very minor changes. I will note that we'll probably be revisiting the procedure for subscriber acceptance testing perhaps over the winter as we transition to TDMA. That may require us to look at that a little bit closer and look at those back tests and some of those things. So just be aware that we'll probably be mentioning that at some point here in the next month or two. I would like to ask for reports from our user council representatives here in just a moment, but let me go through the metrics, and thank you very much to the help desk staff for quite literally hot off the presses this morning as the first of the month, talking about some of the metrics. So for our total group and individual calls for the month of November, 1,061,000. That is down a bit from October as we get into the winter month, obviously. Total push to talks, about 1,930,000. Yep, sorry, can't read that. And that is a little bit down here from our previous month, but if you see the graph up here on the Teams meeting, certainly is an increase from this month last year, November of last year. So certainly we're seeing the system usage increase. And just a look here at the busies. We had 150 busies for the month. That was down 137 from last month, and just a little bit up from the November of last year. So still a very acceptable busy rate, and then continuing to work to bring those down. Our subscriber count for the month, 24,696 units. That's added 103 over the month. And I want to go here to our sites below 3.9. So we have 13 sites below 3.9's reliability for the month of November. Or I'm sorry, actually for the month of October. This metric is backed up a month. Seven of those were due to TDMA upgrades or some type of maintenance. So once you take those off there, that number is definitely diminishing. And you can see from the graph how that's coming down up from that very busy summer season where our field technicians and folks were out there doing a lot of things. So the remaining issues are some backhaul things and maintenance that's been under repair. So certainly a good trend seeing there. Finally, I just want to mention our website. So 234 unique sessions for this month. That is down 29% from October. So our usage of our website is a bit down. 54% new visitors. Most of those folks are on the desktop rather than mobile. And I mention that just because we are trying to make that website, of course, as accessible and usable as possible. So certainly appreciate suggestions. There is a lot of very, very good information on there. Chances are you might find an answer to your question on there, but certainly feel free to reach out to the help desk or OMO or anybody for assistance with your questions. That concludes my report, but I do want to ask our municipality user council representatives if they have any updates or questions or things to bring through at this time. So if I could start with the municipalities north, are there any comments or questions from the municipality north representatives?
The only comment I've got, Keith Berrien here, we're working to update the contact list that was sent out for the various represented agencies. We found that quite a few of those had bad information. So I'm working to try to update that list.
Thank you very much and certainly appreciate that. And I know in your area, we looked at your list and I think we made a few adjustments here on agencies based on their role and what makes the most sense. And certainly want to encourage any of our reps to look at the list. If there are things that maybe don't work or don't look appropriate, let us know. And we might have just split those up based on numbers or some other things. So thank you very much, sir. How about to the central municipalities? Any reports or questions there? And hearing none there, let me go to Southeast Alaska. Anything from our Southeast representatives?
No.
Okay. And I appreciate that. And that is concludes my report, but I'm certainly happy to stand for any questions for the owner.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. Are there any questions for Dan?
This is Henry Cole again. I don't know if this is a question for Dan or Travis or the group or what, but we had a kind of a funding meeting in my section of DOT this morning. One of the topics was hardware replacement. And a question I got was, what is the anticipated drop dead date for TDMA transition? And I didn't have the answer to that. And I'm wondering if there is one or if that's still kind of up in the air.
And thank you. I can address that. So there is not a drop dead date at this time. It is still on our log here to bring, and that would be an action probably from the user council and accepted by the executive council to establish that date. And basically, we're still in the middle of our GTR upgrades, and then the TDMA hardware upgrades will take place probably starting early this year. And I think, at least from my perspective at this time, I'd like to wait till we see the progress of those upgrades, any challenges before recommending a date to the user and executive council. So it's a bit of a non-answer, but I certainly, of course, we want to be preparing for that and keep that in our heads. But we're a little too early in the process, I think, to establish a drop-dead date.
All right. Understood. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Henry. Is there any other questions for Dan? Hearing none, next agenda item is the System Management Office overview. So I'll pass that on to Mr. Connick. Travis.
All right. Thanks, John. Just kind of an update from last month's meeting. We've been meeting with Motorola Engineering and also Articom in the state of Alaska over Atwood, trying to do a detailed design review on what antenna system that needs to be installed up there. So we've had two meetings with them so far. It looks like a pretty good plan in place. So once that's finalized, they'll order the antennas, and then we can schedule a GTR install. I'm hoping to have that installed after the first of the year. Articom and Motorola are still on schedule to do the remaining five Southeast sites around the March timeframe, depending on the weather, daylight, that kind of stuff. But they're still on schedule to finish those up. We did get a kind of a schedule from Motorola on the next system upgrade, depending on the DoD contract and the Muni getting everything, all their side of the stuff done. The plan is September of 2022 is when the upgrade operations team will be on site to upgrade the system.
And Travis, what's the version 20.21?
Yeah, the latest was 2021, yep.
And is that what we're scheduled to be upgraded to?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. And for the system management office, the next few months, we're just planning on doing local preventable maintenance at our RF sites. So any local drive-to sites, we'll be starting on doing those here for the next few weeks after the holiday. So you'll be seeing that through the help desk on our daily report. You can kind of keep track of where we're at. And if you have any questions, yeah, continue to just get a hold of the help desk. And that's all I got, John.
Travis, thank you so very much. I do want to put on record how much I appreciate all the work that you and the contractors are doing with the upgrades. I know it's been Herculean as far as getting out to all the different sites. And I understand right now we're on pause until March, but I just want to say thank you again. So
appreciate that.
With that, are there any questions for Travis for the OMO office? Oh, I'm sorry, or the SMO office? Hearing none, the next agenda item is the State of Alaska and Department of Defense overviews. I know for the State of Alaska, Mr. Scott Stormo is out. Hopefully, he's having a new grand baby.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
I haven't heard any updates, but
it was supposed to happen soon.
Yeah, that's what I heard, maybe even today. So he and his wife are flying down to Oregon.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. Any updates from the State of Alaska?
No
okay.
Updates at this time.
Then we'll move on to DOD. Also, I did not hear Mr. Woodall on the phone. Mr. Reed or anybody on the DOD side, is there any update that you'd like to give?
I don't have an update on the DOD side. Mr. Woodall is also on leave through the month. So.
Okay. Excellent, very much. So we'll go back to the agenda, and the next item is new business. Under new business, we have the annual election. Sherry, is that yours or Dan? So Sherry, I'd like to turn the phone over to you, ma'am.
Yes, the voting for the election ended on the 29th of November, and for the results, beginning in January, the electees will take their positions or remain in their positions. Mr. John Rockwell was reelected as the chair to the user council, and Mr. Scott Nelson was reelected as the vice chair to the user council. So congratulations to both of you.
Sherry, thank you very much, and congratulations, Scott. All right, any other new business? This time I'd like to open it up for any questions, issues anybody would like to bring up at this time.
Hey, John, Bruce Richter from DHS CISA here.
Bruce, nice to hear your voice. Welcome.
Number one, I just want to express my appreciation to the whole ALMR community. There could not be a more essential service in the state of Alaska than what you guys are providing. And to have had it go through so seamlessly during this whole pandemic year is just really impressive, and all the work that's gone forward. A much smaller part of that work going forward, but still a time commitment very much on Scott's part and Nate Skinner's part, was doing an update to the Alaska Statewide Tactical Interoperable Communications Plan, or the TICP. And that product is ready to be delivered, and I'm about to hit send on the email so that Sherry and Nate and yourself can have that and share it as widely as you like. And any effort like this is always really just the start of the next call for corrections and upgrades. But It's a nice piece of work, and wanted to thank Nate and Scott for that. And that's what I wanted to share.
Bruce, thank you so very much. And I'd love to echo your sentiment. And I do appreciate all the work that Nate and Scott has done in that as well. Nate being the deputy SWCC for the state, I am so glad that he was willing to take on that role. So you guys, thank you again for that. Any other new business before we go on?
This is Henry again. As I mentioned before, we had a meeting discussing purchasing new new radio hardware. We're looking at the Motorola APX 4500. And I guess one of the takeaways from that is I've been asked to extend an open invitation to anyone with any other state agencies. We kind of got the feeling, especially from talking to Mr. Thornton, that the more we bought in one go, the cheaper this undertaking would be. DOT has something like 2,000 total units. We're not going to, of course, be able to replace all of that at once, but we're going to try and do several batches a year for the next couple of years. So if there's anyone on who is with another state agency that's looking at replacing radios, if you want to reach out to me, it would be, I think, cost effective for us to see if we can pool our resources a little bit. Anyway, that's all I have.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And yeah, we all know that the more that we put on the same contract, the better price we get, and it just helps everybody. I know that DPS has gotten some end-of-year money, and it might be worth, if you reach out, reach back to me or something like that, and see if we can join you on that purchase order.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you. Any other new business or just questions or comments at this time? So the next item to mention is the schedule for the next meetings. The current schedule is January 5th and February 2nd, 2022, for the next two meetings. And before we adjourn, would you like to announce what we are doing for Rescue 42, and then we can motion to adjourn?
Appreciate that. So for those on the call here and also in person at Tudor, Mr. Michael Fletcher and representatives from Articom will be demoing the Rescue 42 product. And we've got a slide deck here, and I think we've got the camera up in the room, so you'll be able to see the console. It's a pretty impressive-looking thing when it's set up. So when we stop the recording, we'll get things transitioned here, but certainly encourage everybody to stay on the line and take a look at this product, which has really got some very unique things going for it, I think, for some use cases. So right after the meeting, give us a minute or two. Please stay on the Teams call, and we'll switch to that.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate that. So for us to stop the recording at this time, I'd like a motion to adjourn.
So moved, Keith Berrien.
Thank you, sir. And the second.
Nate Chris Martin.
Who is that, please? Scott Nelson, was that you seconding?
I think it was Chris Martin.
Oh, Chris Martin. Thank you very much. So we are now adjourned. And you can stop the recording, and we'll get ready for the next part of the meeting. Thank you very much, everybody.
All right. We're going to transition some folks here to